Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of May 2020. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a public interest litigation filed by former police chief of Uttar Pradesh, Vikram Singh, seeking directions to quash first information reports registered for disobeying orders on lockdown and other petty offences during the coronavirus crisis. Supreme Court has refused to entertain Member of Parliament Mahua Moitra's plea challenging the circular issued by Ministry of Corporate Affairs insofar as it excludes Chief Minister's relief funds from the ambit of corporate social responsibility. Supreme Court has issued notice on the special leave petition preferred against the 9th of April, 2020 order of the Madras High Court denying bail to two Korean nationals who have been in custody allegedly for not remitting goods and services tax collections to the government. Supreme Court has disposed of the plea on the issue of migrant workers being charged for travelling back home, stating that the central and state governments have taken all necessary steps in this regard. Kerala High Court has released a broad schedule for sitting of vacation benches that will hear urgent cases and other cases that are the stage of disposal, via video conferencing. Delhi High Court has asked the Aam Aadmi Party government to ensure that reports of novel coronavirus tests conducted on suspected patients are made available within 24 to 48 hours. Delhi High Court has allowed Hindustan Times Media Limited's plea seeking interim injunction against a company from using the main name Hindustan Common from fighting a trademark infringement suit in a New York court. Bombay High Court has directed the state government to file a reply in a public interest litigation filed by Mohan Joshi seeking distribution of sanitizers, face masks and personal protection equipment kits that were meant for the black market but were seized by the police, amongst doctors, medical staff, police officials and other corona warriors. Bombay High Court has issued notice declaring that all courts in Maharashtra, Goa, Union Territories of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu will continue to take up remand work and extremely urgent matters via video conferencing as per previous circular, until the 19th of May, 2020. Allahabad High Court has decided to open its benches at Allahabad and Lucknow in shifts from the 8th of May, 2020. Madhya Pradesh High Court has issued a circular stating that in addition to hearing of extremely urgent matters, the subordinate courts in the state will also take up cases that are at the stage of disposal and or do not require oral evidence. Kerala High Court has reiterated the principle that the blacklisting of a contractor cannot be done without affording an opportunity of prior hearing. The court quashed the decision of Kerala State Transport Project to exclude the joint venture of Messrs. RDS Project Limited and Cherry Anmargai Constructions from the bid for the execution of development work of Pallari Vittom flyover. Karnataka government has given bill sent to the National Law School of India, Amendment, Act, 2020, whereby National Law School of India, Bengaluru shall reserve horizontally 25% of seats for students of Karnataka.